This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Here's the Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you're with me. I got to tell you, every day I pull up to this microphone to deliver a show, a three-hour show, and I feel like I won't be surprised. And every single day, pretty much, I'm surprised. I'm not talking about the depravity of liberal, you know, of leftists. I'm not talking about that. That never surprises me. You know, whatever you can imagine, the worst situation, the worst scenario, liberals will surpass it. It's just the volume. It's unbelievable, the volume of things that these guys do. And I'm looking here at the run list of, you know, the things that we're going to talk about, try to talk about today. And I'm telling you right now, I could do a week of shows with just what we rounded up for today's show. So the other day, Donald Trump Jr., he scooped Rachel Maddow, and you know she prepped her show for, we're going to get Donald Trump Jr. because he had this meeting with the Russians. We've been talking about it. The New York Times had the goods on Donald Trump Jr. He got caught with his hand in a cookie jar. He got caught squeezing Russian women by the ba-ba-bing. What? I mean, that's essentially what they're saying. So what? There was no law against meeting with Russians. I mean, that's not the point, right? He had met under the guise of getting dirt on Hillary Clinton, or so they say. But it's funny to me how the media wants to hold Donald Trump Jr. to a standard the left would never try to meet. They would never criticize the left, I'm sorry, the right, for or themselves. I'll get it out. They would never criticize themselves. They would never criticize Hillary Clinton for going to get dirt on Donald Trump. I know. Look, we've talked about this. You know, how far did the morons on the left go back in Donald Trump's history to marginalize this man? They talked about his dad took a picture with somebody with the Klan. I don't even remember all the details, but you remember it was crazy stuff. All these different things that they were bringing up about Donald Trump, it had no significance on Trump himself. Anyway, what Donald Trump Jr. did, I think, was masterful. He released his own emails and said, here they are. Here are the threads to this supposed Russian lawyer. I don't know. And you know what? It turns out she didn't work for the Russian government. She, for all intents and purposes, this chick was probably just, I believe I could get a meeting with Donald Trump Jr. if you're interested. And the people are like, yeah, let's tell him we got some information on Hillary. Okay, Vladimir, I'll do it. And that was it. So I was reading this post, and here's what, I didn't even go through all the details, but here's what the guy wrote. He says, a few points are worth noting. First, the emails support Trump Jr.'s statement that he attended a meeting because he had been told that the Russian with whom he would meet had negative information about Hillary. In other words, there was no conspiracy that he had going. There was somebody that said, hey, we've got a person that can meet with you that has information about Hillary. What if they had been Brazilian? What would they have said then? And as I said, there's nobody that would have turned this down. And the next thing that it did was it absolutely vindicated Donald Trump Jr.'s side of the story. He was telling the truth. End of story. And by releasing the emails, I think it adds a bit of insult to injury by saying, hey, you know what? I could have taken them down to my basement bathroom server and left them on there for my IT tech to come and discard, you know, or whatever. But the fact that he released them, and he didn't say, you know what, I'm going to scrub them because some of them had, you know, my planning Hillary Chelsea's wedding or my yoga, I think adds just that much more entry to this story. He released it, period. So we got a big, the thing that everybody's been saying now, I don't know where this came from, a big nothing burger. And Donald Trump Jr. essentially scooped all the media. So what do they do now? See, the media's lied yet again. They've taken a molehill and tried to make it into a mountain. What are they going to do? Will they back down? I have a prediction. I say they don't. And I chuckle at the idea that they won't back away from this ruse, folks. But they won't. They will not back down. The media are so invested in this lie, they must now fabricate tales from anything. And here's the thing about us. We have to let them finish. We got to let them finish. See, the media and the Democrats are determined to commit suicide. How can we possibly stop them? Because we can't. See, if you hide the gun, they'll cut their wrist. If you hide the knives, they're going to find the poisons under the sink. They're going to do something to kill themselves, and all we got to do is let them. We don't have to figure out anything about them except to let them run, let it run its course. That's it. And I'm telling you, if so many people have so, look, and everybody's theory on this is fine. I'm not by any means saying don't put your foot on the throat and step. I'm not saying that by any means. I'm just telling you, if you let them do it and we keep marginalizing this and telling them what next? Because Donald Trump Jr. did it. Here's your emails. Oh, you wanted to call a Senate investigation. Here you go. Let them do it. Because this is all working in our favor. Anyway, we got a ton on the list. So here's the thing. The funny part of this job is watching people have to say, eat crow. We're going to be talking about Holly weirdos. We're going to be talking about BLM. We're going to be talking about racial profiling. We're going to be talking about crooked judges. If we get to a fraction of this stuff that I have today, this is going to be an amazing show. I think it already is. So where do we start? Where do we go from here? What do you guys want to talk about? I mean, we got the anti-Trump weirdo. I love that story, by the way. I'm not going to tip it off. You guys got to hang in there on they're listening on the radio. You got to hang in there. But I love this one. Also, San Francisco has done something that is very Californian. And quite frankly, I hope they get sued over it. You want to start there? I mean, we only got a few seconds here, so it's not like we can get into something too deep. But, what else? Obama, he put, you guys saw the story, right? He put Trump in a pickle. I don't think it's as big of a pickle as you think, but he put Trump in a pickle. Anyway, we'll get to a lot of it. We'll be back in a minute. Keep it in.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Lots to talk about today. Glad you guys are with me. 844-551-8255 if you want to contact the show. So, let's just jump into some of the other things. I talked earlier about letting the left kind of hang themselves on this Donald Trump Jr. thing. It's amazing to me, one of the things that came out of this is the fact that they think it's silly that Donald Trump exposed himself. Colbert joked and says Donald Trump is his own junior, is his own deep throat. He gave out the emails. He says, here it is. And what's funny, when you hear the left talk about this, they talk about he met with the Russians as if he met with official Russian government people. And as I explained to you guys just a few minutes ago, he met with an individual Russian. And guess what? There are probably lots of Russians who would love to meet a Trump. Say, I had drinks with Don Jr. or Eric or Ivanka. I bet there are many Americans. I bet there are many Venezuelans that would love to do the same. But see, the idea for the Democrats is they must make you believe that the Russians are the bad people. Whether they are or they aren't, you know, who's to say? But I tell you, you want to talk about much ado about nothing. Donald Trump Jr. does the right thing. Says, here's the emails. I didn't parse them. As I told you guys, he didn't pretend that there was yoga to be done. He didn't pretend he was working on his daughter's wedding or whatever. He says, here's the emails. And emails clearly state, hey, looking at Russian, you know, adoptions in America. And, oh, by the way, we might have some information helpful to your campaign about Hillary Clinton. It's an individual, not Putin. If you're going to do this and you want to do it sneaky, you do a third-party intermediary. He didn't do that. He says, yeah, I'll have a meeting with you. And he says, yeah, there was nothing there. It's funny how the Democrats act as if, as I said earlier, they don't want to go after dirt. That's what they live to do. When there's no dirt, they create it. They're relentless. And I'm telling you guys, it's going to kill them. And I want to play a clip. This will tell you the height of hypocrisy. This is John Podesta chiming in on the Russian conspiracy. This is a man who has accepted millions of dollars from the Russians through companies that are part of a shell game that involved the Clinton Foundation, another crooked criminal enterprise, and he has the nerve to talk about Donald Trump Jr.'s meeting. So here it is.
Well, you know, it's drip, drip, drip. We keep learning more information. The story keeps changing. Now it is clear that they had a specific meeting to gather dirt on Hillary with a Russian lawyer with close ties to the Kremlin. And, you know, the story, again, keeps changing. We never knew about that meeting that Mr. Kushner attended earlier. Donald Trump Jr., said that he was specifically went to the meeting with the hopes of soliciting negative information about Hillary. You know, it's starting to smell more and more like collusion to, I think, the public. But most importantly, we really need to get the facts straight on this.
It's funny to listen to these guys. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Show. That was John Podesta. And it's drip, drip, drip. No, the drip, drip, drip comes from them. And it's funny how listen to the language, with close ties. This woman, she's got close ties to Russia. Close ties. Well, as it turns out, she's really an operative for the Obama administration. We posted a thing on her yesterday, and essentially her name is Natalia, and I don't know how to exactly say her name, but it looks like Veselnikovsky or something like that. I don't know. Anyway, Veselnikovsky or something like that. But anyway, she's seen in two locations, two congressional meetings, sitting behind Obama's Russian, what do they call it? Not czar, a foreign affairs guy. She's sitting with the Obama person who handles Russia in a prime spot. But they want us to believe that it just happens there. By the way, 8 days after the meeting with Donald Trump Jr. is when you notice that she's attending things with the Trump administration, the Obama administration. God, these names are so confusing. I think I'm dealing with like Arabic names, Muhammad and then Mohammed and Mahamah. You get what I'm saying? Here's the thing. It's a setup. It was meant to be a setup. This woman's working with the Obama campaign, the Obama camp, on behalf of the Clintons, and they want to make this some kind of October surprise, and Donald Trump Jr. does the worst possible thing he could do. He goes, here's all the data. Not hiding it. Here it is. Yeah, if they had given me dirt on Hillary Clinton, I'd be telling you about it. But they didn't. Oh, they had all these meetings. And the idea, here's what the left is really good at. They will take the guilty people and they will put them front and center. They won't do it to Congress, but they will put them front and center for the media. They want you to believe Podesta is actually going, I'm so clean, I can come out and talk about this story. That is the height of criminality. I can put the criminal in front of your face and you can do nothing to me. You know the data. And I got to tell you, Gorka does a masterful job of explaining all of this. Well, let's start off with the snippet and then we can play the whole thing. The whole thing's 4 minutes, and that's why I don't want to give you the whole thing. But the snippet is tells you pretty much all you need to hear. So let's play that, and then we'll discuss it a little bit.
Mr. Burka, I want to ask you about something that's been in the news for the past 2 days, and that, of course, is Don Jr.'s meeting with a Russian lawyer who seemed to be offering up some sort of damaging information about Hillary Clinton. Was it a good idea for Don Jr. to meet with this Russian lawyer?
Was it a good idea for the DNC to send its operatives to the Ukrainian embassy?
I'm not sure that answers
opposition.
My question.
No, if there's a meeting that was wholly appropriate, but which led to nothing, let's compare that to the DNC sending its people to the Ukrainian embassy to coordinate Oppo attacks against our candidate.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. See, that's Gorka making sense of all of this. And my suspicion is most of you don't know what he just described, where they actually did send, the DNC has sent people to the Ukrainian embassy to look for information on all of Trump and the so-called Trump satellites, Manafort, Jared Kushner, all of them, and CNN's quiet about it. They act as if it's okay, you know. So because here's the thing, it is okay. I don't have a. If you want dirt on Trump and you think you can find it, go do it. We know how politics is. Don't try to play games with us. That's what they do. Hillary Clinton is the dirtiest politician probably in history. And don't think for oneself, for yourself, if you watch House of Cards and things like that, as I do, that the things that happen in those TV shows is fake. You think that people aren't killed over this stuff? Oh my gosh. Go watch that Edward Snowden film on what the CIA and the NSA and all these people were doing, that Snowden thought under Barack Obama was going to be less, that ended up being more, and tell me it doesn't put the fear of God in you in terms of what this government can do and what it's willing to do. We know exactly what they're up to. We're not naive.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men in the U.S. who suffer from an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times at night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-sitosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. Its effect on BPH has been extensively studied. Find out more and get Prostate Miracle now. Go to ProstateMiracle.com or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So, my contention is that Barack Obama and the Obama administration tried to set up Trump Jr. And the Russian lawyer story to me was always just a little bit too convenient. Just when the Russian collusion story was beginning to die, suddenly we get this newfound information of the Donald Trump meeting with this Russian attorney. And who's going to even care about that? He didn't meet with the Kremlin. He didn't meet with Putin. So if you say to me, have you met with the Russians? No, I've never met with the Russians. Did I meet with a person of Russian ancestry? Possibly. Maybe at a cocktail party. I don't know. I didn't ask. She just called herself Natalie. I didn't know it was Natalia. And that I had to pronounce it with the accent. I just saw Natalie. She looked Polish. You know, what do you want me to say? And then the media declares, he should have told us. Now, look, folks, we know this story holds no merit. Then we get these revelations. No surprise, folks, that the New York Times lied about the connection of the Russian attorney, Natalia, and her actual name. I couldn't remember it, but I think it's like Veselnitskaya. Veselnitskaya. And she has no connection to the Kremlin. That's what essentially Gorka was saying, and I'm going to play the rest of that clip this segment if I get a chance. Gorka with Allison Camerata. Man, these white people names are tough. Just saying. And then Donald Trump Jr. doesn't hide. He releases his emails proving that his key motivation for the meeting was to discuss Russian adoptions, and it was a ruse with, we might have some information on Hillary Clinton. Okay, great. It's a twofer. I don't have to waste as much time. Then he finds out, well, it isn't as much, you know, information as I thought. No harm, no foul. But regardless, Trump Jr. thought he was dealing with a legitimate Russian lawyer on legitimate business. However, the law firm where Veselnitskaya supposedly practices, and I think she's a managing partner or something like that, doesn't even have a website. Now, one would think that the major media dealing with a story like this would actually go and do some research and find out that this Camerton Consulting doesn't even have a working phone for Natalia Veselnitskaya. The Kremlin claims no knowledge of her in terms of their working, and according to Putin's own spokesperson, a guy by the name of Dmitry Peskov, he says, we don't have any knowledge of a meeting between, you know, Veselnitskaya and Trump Jr. He's like, how in the heck are we supposed to keep up with the meetings that Kremlin attorneys may be having around the world? You know, Russian attorneys are having around the world with various people. Don't you have your NSA to do that? He didn't say that, but that's what I would have said. Just to add a little flavor to the conversation. I mean, this is something out of a spy novel. The infamous Russian,
spy, sexual predator or whatever. I'm not talking about Scotty Nell Hughes here. But anyway, look, this happened before. I don't remember under whose administration, but there was a Russian chick that was running a, I don't want to call it a prostitution ring, but she was kind of like, using her sexual wiles to maneuver any administration. Was it Bush? I honestly don't remember. Would have been ironic if it was the Bush administration. But anyway, we'll leave that to some people to get later. So Donald Trump Jr. has a meeting that was set up through some Russian pop star who was set up through a Miss Universe contestant who knew a Russian pop star who knew this attorney. And I mean, none of this rings of official Russian stuff. But because Donald Trump Jr., as I told you guys, if you drank a black Russian at a bar one night, as far as the left is concerned, you had a meeting with the Russians and it was illegal, but they could do whatever they want. So I mentioned Veselnitskaya is sitting front and center at a foreign affairs committee meeting behind Obama's ambassador to Russia, a guy by the name of Michael McFaul, or McFaul, F-A-U-L is how you say it, how you spell it, I don't know how you say it. But she's sitting there. Two meetings. She appeared in June 14 of 2016 at a congressional hearing on Russia and Ukraine. And my question is, how do you get that level of access to congressional meetings in the Obama administration? Now, there are rumors that she may have had involvement in the discredited Trump dossier, though I couldn't find anything on it. But what we have here, folks, is what leftists do. They create lots of circumstantial evidence, and as my grandfather would tell you, if there's one buzzard circling, maybe something died, but if there's 100 buzzards circling, something's dead. So yet again, the left is going to find the Trump connection to Russia story crushing its weight on the neck of leftism, progressives, and they won't quit. And Gorka goes on to talk to Allison Camerota, and I want to play the rest of this clip. It's about 3.5 minutes, so I promise you I'm not phoning it in. I'm not trying to just, waste time and vamp. It's worth it when he gets to the end what he tells Camerota about CNN. Here's a clip.
I mean, if you want to see collusion, uh-huh. It's in the DNC.
So,
I mean, it is up to their necks.
So just let me follow your line of logic. You're saying it's inappropriate for the Democrats to meet with a foreign country, Ukraine, but it's not inappropriate for your campaign, for Donald Trump, to meet with the Russians.
What do you mean the Russians? Who did this woman work for at the time? Do you know?
Well, this is the question, Mr. Gorka. I mean, this is what investigators are obviously trying to... What is the answer? What is her connection to the Kremlin?
There was no connection. She was a private lawyer who had an interest with regards to the Russian adoption program and used a pretext to get a meeting with the campaign, which the campaign representatives almost immediately realized was not done in good faith, that she had another agenda.
That's right,
and
but they
the
wanted,
ended.
What's funny, Mr. Gorka, is that they wanted the original agenda. They wanted the dirt.
Which is what political campaigns do. But we don't meet on the soil of foreign nations at their embassies to get opposition research. I mean, if you want to look at a real story, mm-hmm. That's the story. Oh my gosh. If you want to look at a real story, the 126 leaks of national security importance in the first 125 days. I saw what you did yesterday with Kellyanne, 35 minutes on this one issue. Have you ever at CNN dedicated 35 minutes to the 126 leaks against this administration?
Well,
seven times the average of the leaks under the Obama administration, the Bush administration. Now, that's a story worthy of CNN coverage.
We obviously cover lots of things along the spectrum, but I know that Mr. Gorka, one second, because you do what Kellyanne also does, which is try to deflect back to the Hillary Clinton campaign. I understand that tactic, but the question is that why then, if this was also on the up and up, did the president's son, Don Jr., not only not disclose it, but didn't actually use the right story when first asked about it. He claimed that the meeting was about adoption, but that wasn't what the real story was, and he's not alone. I mean, let me just pull up this graphic for you of the seven people connected to the Trump campaign somehow: Michael Flynn, Jeff Sessions, Jared Kushner, Paul Manafort, Don Jr., Carter Page, J.D. Gordon. None of them adequately disclosed their meetings with Russians until the press found out about it. What's going on?
Welcome back, everybody. I want to stop it there for just a second because Camarada's doing what the left does. She's named seven people, none of whom have proven any connection to the Russians whatsoever. But it looks good in a graphic to say, look at all these dots we're putting together. And this is where Gorka effectively takes offense. And I want to finish it here because we don't have a lot of time, but there's only about another minute left. But he really goes after Camarada. And look at how petty she becomes. Check it out.
You heard Don Jr.'s statements that told you everything you need to know. He's not even a member of the administration. I mean, this is the shocking thing. Again, the amount of time you spend in desperation on a topic that has plummeted you to 13th place in viewership ranking across America. I mean, more people watch Nick at Night cartoons than CNN today.
Our ratings are doing just fine. I mean, if you want to go
our ratings are doing just fine, but what ratings represent is that people are interested in this.
And our ratings reflect that Americans are interested in this. Look,
more people are interested in watching
House of Cards than whatever you're doing as well. However, our ratings are just fine, and the American people say that they're quite interested in what's going on with these Russian
spies. Actually, that's not true.
More people are interested in House of Cards than watching you. That was her comparison, is that the president's trying to get ratings and he's up against House of Cards. You had to wait for that. Was that not worth it? Seriously. First of all, Gorka torches her. He gives her two salacious stories. We've had 7.5 times more leaks than Bush and Barack Obama. In other words, double the number they have combined. Just whatever the ratios are, and you are covering this nonsense. It truly is laughable when you think about it. What else can we say about it? I mean, Gorka is putting it out there. You guys are better than this. He even said it. He goes, this is a story worthy of CNN, but not what you're doing, Allison. Grow up. And that's what they need to do.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about us and the team. RacePimping.com is where you can get my book. And if you want to see the preview to a movie, yes, I am a filmmaker. I like saying that. Preview to the movie, BleedingBlueMovie.com is where you can go to see the movie. Trailer for what we're about to get involved in. Loving it. We're wrapping this thing up, and it is truly amazing. Can't wait for you guys to see it. I'll be doing narration soon. I'm narrating my own film in the voice of Morgan Freeman. That's right. No, I'm actually doing it in my voice. And I don't know. You know, I don't look at this as anything as a big deal other than what it's supposed to accomplish from a social standpoint. But I'll admit, it is fun to be able to put filmmaker on your resume, you know, and it not be, you know, something that you don't want mom to see, if you know what I mean, Kim Kardashian. So anyway, let me move on because I'm about to get myself in trouble. So there is a meme that's out there. Hillary Clinton, not a meme, but she's actually holding up a T-shirt. And it says nasty woman on it. And this is the person, I saw this and I thought to myself, this is the person that the Democrats wanted as president. And Hillary Clinton has the nerve to talk about Donald Trump in any negative way. I'm talking about social issues like grabbing women by when she's holding up a shirt, it says nasty woman. I want to ask women, let me know, seriously, give us a call, 844-551-8255, and let me know, would you want your daughter to hold up a shirt that said, nasty woman? Now, leftist women, no, yeah, I'm proud of it, yeah, whatever. But I don't believe many conservative women would say, you know, I think it's great that my daughter holds up a shirt that says, nasty woman. And I can't imagine if leftist women were to step back for just a second, understanding how they've raised their daughters. Would you want the first lady and or the president of the United States holding up a shirt that says, nasty woman? Like, I'm proud to be a nasty woman. I'm not proud to be a nasty man. Sometimes, even when you're being nasty, you're not proud of it. You get what I'm saying? Unbelievable. There are people, there are women in this country who revere this woman, who believe her to be a role model. I'm talking about Hillary Clinton holding up Samantha Bee's nasty woman shirt because Samantha Bee wants to profiteer on immorality of leftists. What level of desperation do you crave, Hillary Clinton? I'm speaking strictly to her. But I'm also curious about your opinion. What level of desperation do you have to where you would be talked into holding up a nasty woman shirt? Let me tell you what would have happened. Even if I were a leftist woman and Samantha Bee said, Kevin, you know, Kavina, whatever, would you hold up this nasty woman shirt? I'd say to her, you know what, Samantha, I understand that, you know, we have come a long way as women, blah, blah, blah. But I'm not holding up that shirt. I don't believe that should be a role model for young girls. Now, you're a grown woman. You're free to use your sexuality any way you choose. Go for it. You know, you can use your powers for good or your powers for evil. And if you want to be a nasty woman and use your powers for evil, fine. I'm all for that. Nobody should curtail your right to do whatever you want with your body. Well, except the government. We're going to tax you if you decide to be a prostitute or put you in jail if you aren't paying us for that. But that's beside the point. And then I would walk away. But I wouldn't have put that shirt on. And you know, I mean, look, first of all, it told us about Hillary Clinton what we already know. We know she's nasty. We also know she's very evil. Did they get a shirt for that? Why didn't they put nasty, evil woman on there? Because then I would have gone, you know what? I get it. One statement from Donald Trump is what created that. Are you guys aware of that? He was in a debate with Hillary Clinton and she said something and he goes, you're a nasty woman. And it was funny, you know how Trump is off the cuff. He could have said, you're crazy, you went crazy, whoop, whoop. You know, he could have said a lot of things, but he said, you are just a nasty woman. That was his comment. And the left, you know what they did? They put hope in that comment. They went, you know what? This is what it's going to take to get women to hate Donald Trump. That's what they put. It was all the chips went into the pot. We're all in. See? They needed something to boost Hillary Clinton's fortunes. They hoped the comment would cause women to rally behind their then only once failed presidential candidate, and it didn't happen. You want to know why it didn't happen? I'm just curious. I'm going to give you 2 seconds to think about it. Okay, oh, time up. Sorry, we didn't get to go through the whole Jeopardy thing. The reason it didn't work is because Hillary Clinton is a nasty woman. That's right. I already gave it away earlier. I was seeing if you were paying attention. She's a nasty, evil woman. But one has to wonder this about the Democrats. Why do they want to be considered nasty? Why wear nasty as a badge of honor? I truly don't understand that. I get that nasty goes against the grain. It's like the Occupy Wall Street crowd not bathing. You saw those. Oh, that was a putrid thing. If you were anywhere close to those people, it was unbelievable. Those encampments were nasty. There I go, using a word. If you never ran into one of these miscreants, consider yourself lucky. See, I wasn't selected for a jury, but I got impaneled. And it was a jury against one of these Occupy Wall Street guys. I didn't know it at the time. It was a white dude. He had dreads. And, yeah, good looking guy. And I'm telling you, this dude smelled like funk wrapped in 10 days of putrid doo-doo. I don't know. I can't even describe it and have you understand how filthy, funky this guy was. I've only smelled that in recent times, one other time, well, twice. I smelled it once when I was in D.C. and a black dude was walking towards me and he was a solid 25 feet away. And the wind must have been a little bit behind him because the funk hit me before he did. I mean, before he walked by me. And he walked by me and I'm telling you, within a 12-foot circle, I was like, dang, I looked at him like, God, come on. You know, like, surely you know. You can't be that funky and not know. If I get 2 days of funk on me today, it's horrible. I know y'all, Kevin, you ought to take a shower every day. I try to, but there are days where you get busy and you don't. And I'm telling you, I'm ripe by day two. Oh, yeah, I got to get in the shower. And anyway, there was one other time in my life where I happened to be the funky guy, but it was because I took some guys hunting on the friend's cattle ranch, that the family that owned the cattle ranch where I grew up, and I got sick. I got like fever, and I had to go like 3 days. I was just shaking, but I didn't want to end the trip because these guys were having a great time and I had invited them, and that was that. So it was like 3 or 4 days I didn't get to bathe, and you know, you're out in the country and all that, and I was just covered up. And when they took me home, I was like, guys, I'm sorry, I'm this funky. Yeah, I was in the back just laying in the car sleeping, and they were like, it's cool, you know, windows down, it's cool, noses pinched. And we joke about it today, but that was as stinky as I ever got. But why do these women want to be funky? I don't get it. You know, this not bathing thing, and I realize it's not about not bathing for these women, but I'm saying they want to be nasty girls in all set in all kinds of ways. And the Occupy Wall Street girls, there were about 10 people, two or three of them girls. They were some pretty girls. And I'm thinking to myself, I wouldn't even want to get under the covers with you and have like a, what they call it, a Dutch oven of your nastiness under there. Are you kidding? Uh-uh. Pretty as you are, I'll just go sleep over here by the tree. So why does Hillary Clinton sport the nasty woman shirt with that crap-eating grin on her face? You remember nasty woman Elizabeth Warren saying that what Hillary Clinton wouldn't during the election time? Get this, Donald. Nasty women are tough. Nasty women are smart. And nasty women vote. They said there was an estimated crowd of 4,000 nasty women who were there. They were on the campus of St. Anselm College in Manchester, surrounded by orange and red fall foliage, as they wrote. And she's giving this lecture on how important nasty women are. And I'm thinking, these are role models of the Democrats. Would you lecture your child, your daughter, if you have daughters? I don't have any daughters. But I'll tell you this, if I had a daughter and she came on saying, Daddy, Daddy, I'm part of the nasty woman's movement or whatever, I would be like, you better shut up. You ain't part of no nasty woman's movement. I ain't raising you that way, girl. And for my boys, I would tell them, avoid nasty girls. Don't misunderstand me. We like the fact that there are a contingent. I'm just being honest with you. Men love that there are a contingent of women out there who readily, and I'm talking about this, throw themselves at anything that moves. We love that. That's why you go to bar. That's why you hang out and go do things. But there comes a point where you grow up. Hopefully, even the nasty woman grows up, the nasty girl, and doesn't become a nasty woman and decides she wants to be honorable and respect herself. See, this is a lack of respect.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.